in our textbook, we have page 1, lesson 201. We have the starting of an outline. Compare this with first verse of Isaiah 1. In Isaiah 1, it says, "The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah." By a careful study now of this prophecy of Isaiah, we have discovered several interesting things about the book. This vision, the definition, the meanings of these names is what I want to say. Isaiah means the salvation of Jehovah. Amos, his dad, means the strong one. Shur-Jashub, the remnant shall return. And Mashur-Shalal-Hazbaz means speeding to the prey. I think a better rendering of that would be haste ye to the prey. Now all of these are, the meanings of these names are significant, and they fit right in with our study of Isaiah. We look at some more thoughts concerning there. In page 2, we have the titles of Isaiah, and you can go over this in more detail as you study it, but I just want us to see the outline. Down in the bottom of page 2, it says, "Extend and content of Isaiah." The book of Isaiah is a miniature Bible of its own. Every chapter is in harmony with every chapter in the Bible, verse by chapter, by book, verse by book. In other words, Isaiah 1 is in harmony with Genesis 1. And right on through the Bible, there are 66 chapters in Isaiah, 66 books in the Bible. And each one, now some of them are a little hard to see, and we'll see them as we go through, but they all in order correspond with every book in the Bible. So we call this a miniature Bible of its own. It has two main divisions. The first division is chapters 1 through 13. The second division is chapters 14 through 27. Slow down so you can read it. I don't know whether that's in our lesson here or not. I didn't really look.
Page 4,
all right. Let's turn over to page 4. It's all in there. It was supposed to be. The third division is chapters 28 through 35. And the fourth division is called the center of the, and it's all about the life of Hezekiah, king, the last king of Judah during Isaiah's time. And so he gets the center of the book of Isaiah. Then the sixth division is chapter 49 through 57, and the seventh division is 58 through 66. So there's two, divided in two divisions, seven distinct parts, and these are so arranged that there are three on each side, a historical portion that shows forth the life of Israel. Now, when we talk about the book is directly for Judah and Jerusalem. We read that in verse 1. It's for Jerusalem, Judah and Jerusalem. Now, any other nation or people that is mentioned is in relation to this. In other words, if it mentions Babylon, it's only how Babylon fits in with Judah and Jerusalem. If it mentions Syria, it's how Syria fits in with Jerusalem. If it's mentioned Tyre or Sidon or some other country, it's only how it's connected with Judah and Jerusalem. Isaiah doesn't mention this church age at all. He skips completely over. It comes right up to Calvary, right up to when the church would begin in Acts 13, and then he jumps over it unto the kingdom age. In order to understand that, maybe I ought to stop and explain this. Time. Let's look at eternity. Anybody know anything about eternity? No, I know nothing about it. Eternity is a vast of nothingness until God made something. And when he started creation, he started with time. And time is a big elliptical hole in eternity. People talk about a past eternity and a future eternity. There is no such thing. If there was, it wouldn't be eternal, because eternity, if it's eternal, it never stops or begins. And so, time. Now, God has taken time and divided into seven segments, and we see it all the way through the scripture. We call them dispensations or ages. I like the word ages better, or divisions of time would be good, call them. We today are living in the church age. The church age was put in because Israel was disobedient to God. We read in Romans that we were grafted in. The Gentiles were just grafted in because God cut the Jews off and put the Gentiles in place of it. We can't go back under the law dispensation and pick up the wonderful, wonderful truths that was under Moses. They were good for that age, but they're not for this age. We can't go forward into the kingdom age and pick up the wonderful truths that will be in the future for the next age. We live in a church age, and this is our period of time that God has given unto us. Now, Isaiah or none of the Old Testament prophets talk about the church. And you know why? Because if they did, God would be saying, Israel's going to have to fail, and I'm going to graft in the church. So all of them come right up to this point. They come up and go through the cross, through the Calvary, and then jump over this age into the kingdom. And we find this the same thing in the book of Isaiah. So all of these divisions that we have are pertaining to Judah and Jerusalem. Jerusalem is simply a city in Judah. All right, let's see if there's anything else. All right, all of these nations that we have listed in five are all pertaining to, and you can study that on your own when you get home. And by the way, talk about studying. On page 17, you'll find questions. And 17 all through here, starting with page 17. Now that's your homework. When you get home, you answer those questions. You dig out. And I'll tell you why this is so important. You remember what you write down a lot more than you remember what I'm saying in class. Write it down. Write it over and over and over if you want to. But it's very important if you want to know and understand this epistle, this book, to answer the question. Lesson 201, questions on the introductory. And so, I've already answered most of these. Let's see, what else am I missing?